I pressed the recording button.
I looked for it all over my house, and I have 3 spots, and it's not there. And then I'm like, maybe it's here, but I know it's not here.
Does drunk you ever hide things because you know, no, that
I bet. Like,
you are drunker, you will lose it.
No, but maybe I should do that.
That's literally me all the time. I'm like
the I'm gonna day, lose this. I need to hide it.
That's me all the time. Wow. Like when I start getting drunk, I'm like, oh fuck, I you need know, to hide this.
That's very I lose aware it. Of you.
Hey, you're am I the only one? Am I the only one that like when I'm drunk, I can't feel my eyebrows?
Oh yeah, how do you know that you're drunk? I feel pussy in my face, but not my eyebrows.
When I look at myself in the mirror, there's like I look back at myself. I'm like, oh.
That drunk part when you're just in the mirror, like.
Yeah, yeah. I'm like, oh, things are different.
All right, so you guys know. I'm like not
shy. Yeah.
You're like what? I'm like not shy at all, right?
Yeah.
But when I'm drunk, I'm extra. Like Dennis' birthday, everybody we're chilling. It was so much fun, bro. Like it was such good vibe. Everybody were that day I drank Bel Air, Patron, Don Julio, Casa Azul, and Jameson. And I brought the mandala.
Damn.
And everybody was like, what's this, fool? And I'm like, it cost $1 million.
Try it.
I'm the only one shopper person. Everybody was being all picky.
Yeah, oh yeah.
And then, bro, so I'm a great dancer, right? I was raised by all girls. So my sisters always told me.
You haven't proved it on camera, so I don't know. Next challenge will be a dance challenge.
But so all my sisters were like, growing up, they're like, if you can't dance, you ain't never gonna get bitches.
So that was like a big thing to you.
So I the minute they told me that I had to process myself, like, oh, I gotta know how to dance. And bro, my homies are fools, right? Shout out all my boys for Big Union. I was with all the Big Union boys and shit. All the homies. Vibing, getting drunk. And this one girl came with the homie, and she was like a dope ass dancer. I could tell already. Bro, we danced like 3 bachata songs alone. Everybody was just watching us, and we were killing it. Like full of quebre and everything, you feel me?
Yeah.
Wow.
I was killing it.
How did your homie feel about this?
Oh, no, my homie was like, yeah. A fool, whoa. Because you know, like, bachata's
like
I've talked about this before. I'm not weird about shit, like,
yeah,
like literally, my homie could dance like fucking merengue with my girl, or like, corridos. Like, I know everybody has different opinions, but I'm not like,
did you keep your hip movement to a minimum though? Because it wasn't your
girl, well, it's not his girl.
Oh, okay,
he just invited her,
okay.
And she's a really pretty girl. Like, you feel me? I just dance with her. I wasn't
She can dance, so you can dance.
Yeah, it was just like dance partner. It's kind of like, I'm very entertaining. Let this very entertaining. You're entertaining, so podcast.
Yeah.
She could dance. I could dance.
You
dance
bring
partners.
Your girl to a brown bag carne asada, and music starts playing, but you have to do something. You come back, and she's dancing with Vic. Is that okay?
Why does it have to be me?
Because it's
Josh. Because I rush Josh. Just kidding. You're too fucking handsome, dude.
What if it was Compton
You're too
Juan?
Handsome.
What if it was... Hey, what about me?
He's Latino Drake. Come on.
Honestly, I wouldn't say nothing if it was like Maximo. No, I'm just kidding.
No, if it was Big.
Let's get drunk now. I'm already buzzing it.
No, if it... Answer the question.
Why?
What genre is playing?
Vic, what genre are you good at dancing?
What genre am I good at? I can only do my little hop dance. That's pretty much it.
It's dance hall. It's the one where they're like, boom, boom, boom.
You know what I'm saying? Yeah. I got to jump on top of the table.
Yeah, they're on a tree. Just.
Hey, that's fucking, she's twerking on Vic and fucking Jorge's just grabbing Vic. You got it, my boy.
He just went to
Jorge
the
Jorge will not get that close, okay?
No, he's grabbing Vic.
I know. Still.
Hey, he's like, he's over there like, he has 2 drinks in his hand like, what happened? I went to go get some.
It's like a movie?
Yeah.
So that's how your friend felt, but didn't tell you. FYI.
It gets quiet and you guys look at me. We could explain. No, obviously.
You don't think your homie felt the way at all?
No, because
you
I was.
It wasn't his
no,
girl.
You know why? Because there were other like girls, and the homie was getting twerked on. He was like, yeah. Mm-hmm. And looking at her, I was like, yeah. Because that's not his girl. It's just, bro, like, if I bring, like, example, I can't use an example, but let's say I bring you. Are you single? Okay, you're single, right?
Yes. If I bring to. There's someone in the room. Oh. Her name is Lisette. She's a girl, so he's.
She's a girl.
Her.
Very beautiful girl. If Lisette were to come, I'm not claiming Lisette. This is a homegirl. The homie's going to choose up, they're going to be like, the first one that calls in. And you feel me? Like, it's. But I wasn't choosing up. I wasn't like, oh, I want to fuck you after. I was like, hey, you want to dance? I put my hand out.
Have you ever taken a girl that you were fucking with, but you didn't tell your homies you were? Like, so they think that it's just the girl that he brought.
Like, it's open.
Like, they don't know how serious it is.
Nah, because I let them know my little bitch is coming.
Brown bag, so please, because you can't call girls
bitches. Oh, fuck. You said okay, the, God.
You know that, too.
Yes. Hey, you know what's crazy? You know how I
all the bomb-ass girls that follow us and comment and all of that and watch us, they're cute.
So we put the brown, should I put it in the
Hot Brown Bag Baddies?
No. No, right
there. Okay, listen, shout out to Brown Bag Baddies. But, like, when I, yeah, like, I would let the homies know for sure, like, hey, I'm coming with my little bitty.
Okay.
And they're going to be like, cool.
I like the word bitty instead of the B word. Can we use
okay, that? Yeah, or I'll be like, or I'll tell them, like, oh, yeah, I'm bringing, you feel me? Like, once I say that, you feel me, they'll be like, oh, off limits. Mm-hmm. Yeah. But if I go, like, oh, I'm coming with a bunch of the homegirls, who they, who?
Yeah.
Right. So you can't dagger his bitty.
I would never.
Yeah,
I would never.
Yeah, but I would never fucking look.
And it's a little different, too, when, like, one, do know we work together in multiple ways.
And
he's also the little homie.
Yeah, we're actually friends.
And it's like, it's different when it's like your big homie. Like, if your big homie does this to you, that's foul.
Because you're just like, for you're like literally sunning me. Like,
I'll fuck
your bitch.
Yeah, like, you're like as a big homie.
Oh, fuck. But you get what that's not a brown bag. Okay, fuck.
No, because it's. Okay.
Okay, no.
Theoretically, it's his brown bag because he said it in your hypothetical.
Okay, go ahead. I'll let you borrow a dollar.
Right, like, he talked for you. Do you get it?
Let me borrow multiple before.
But I'm just saying, like, as a big homie, you have to, like, know your role in somebody's life and set an example. Because if I had a big homie and he smashed my lady friend.
Disrespect. I love it.
You know, then it would just be like, that damn near will ruin your life for a few weeks. You'd be like rethinking life. Like, damn, this is supposed to be the guy I look up to.
Yeah.
And he's foul.
And he just fucked my bitty.
And then now I can't, you know? and now like, this girl is foul. Like, you know, it'll literally, like, fuck with your head. Like, you don't do that to somebody.
And then he always has the upper hand on you. Like, man, I'll just fuck another of your bitties. You feel me? Like,
I'm not
just
a foul person, so, you know what I'm saying?
Yeah, no, but that's scandalous, bro. Obviously, I would hope I would have to fucking worry about go getting a drink out of cutting us out of brown bag. I just put
imagine
it up.
Imagine now he's going to be traumatized. Like, hey, hey.
Come fucking with me now. Actually, you go get the drinks.
You go get the drinks.
No, but I'm not like, man, we talked about this before. Like, I'm not. I have homies that are, like, not weird, but I guess it
like
is.
Like, sin vergüenzas?
No, they're just, like, fucking their girl can't go to the liquor store with the other homie. Exactly. Like, you're weird.
Extra possessive, baby.
Yeah, my point of view, I guess, is, like, more like, fool, they're not. Like, I think people just see you guys as, like, you're mine and only mine. Yeah. Like, fool, what the fuck does that mean, G?
Wow, I love this. It's not just objects or possessions.
You know what it is? Because all my sisters have homies.
Like, guy homies.
Yeah, like, huh, yeah.
Imagine, like, I think of that with Jorge. Like, he's so chill with my guy friends. Like, imagine if he wasn't. Like, oh, sorry, I can't do a podcast because you guys are dudes. Like, that shit would be crazy.
Yeah, and then you would have a career of money.
Yeah,
and
I would have to have a career because I'm a fucking boss, but.
But as you guys know, like, we, especially working in this industry, we have to have somebody's understanding.
Yeah.
That will be like, oh, you have homegirls? Like, that's fine.
And that happens on the other end. Girls are that way, too, with guys, and guys are that way,
too. Do you think that's why people should date in the industry?
I think it is helpful, but it comes with its own shit because you also know they have the same lifestyle. So not only is it them getting accustomed to your schedule, now it puts you in that position, too. Yeah. Like, damn, it's probably late night, and I don't see her. And the way you are, if they're not with you, you get all attached and
I'd be heartbroken.
Yeah.
But that might go away.
I'd be sad. I'd be like, why you not replying?
Yeah, see?
Aww. Like, why you didn't reply today? So I was doing something. What were you doing that you couldn't reply?
Yeah.
I reply all the time.
But then on the other end, it's like, dude.
I'd be at the club like this. I'm a fucking piece of shit.
Double standard. I don't know that I can go into my serious topic after talking about this. I don't know if I should probably save it to the end.
We could save it to the
end. You want me to? Yeah. Or I could, like, do it for you.
Okay. Let's see how you do.
Fool, don't look at me. You made me all fucking nervous. Like,
all right, transitioning.
Since this is going to LA, if you're in the valley on the 4th, I have a passing in my family. My cousin Rafa was passed away in Mexico. And so it was really hard on our family because my uncle, his dad, just passed away 2 months ago. But my cousin Rafa couldn't come because he's been deported. So he can't come to see my uncle. I can't even. Basically, it's gonna cost a lot for us to get his body here and the funeral services and everything, and it already cost a lot when we buried our uncle. And so if you have a car that's dirty or if you want to come out and donate, we're gonna do a car wash in some valley, and I'll put like the info. Anything will help, even just you coming by and like showing your support. And to my tia and all my cousins, like, I love you guys so much, and like, I feel like if I have a platform, this is why I use it. And I know we all, I think we've all experienced a lot of loss this past couple years, especially. And this is just like really crazy for my family in general to like try to like get back up after keeping getting dropped on the floor with like deaths or shit like that. So,
yeah.
Yeah.
Well, my love and condolences to you.
Thank you. Nice. And I apologize if, like, my energy's down.
That's completely understandable.
I needed eye drops.
And yeah, and, you know, just everybody, we appreciate all the supporters. If you want to support us, yeah. And we appreciate all your guys' comments, but this is another way to support us, support right. Letty, support her family, you know, in person. We're going to try to make it out so you guys can meet us. You'll definitely meet Letty at the car wash, you know. And yeah, like car's dirty or not, come, you know, they'll buff that shit out. You feel me? Like
whatever. If your ex scratch your whip, they might figure it out. They might not. But
yeah.
Just know it was for a good cause. You turn something negative into a positive.
Yeah.
And I feel you, which is crazy. Like, was it the last podcast where we talked about our dreams?
Yeah.
Bro, like it was that day. Remember?
Yeah.
I filmed. We did that. The next day, I was up like at 2 in the morning. Was going through my stories, and a very good friend of mine died. He OD'd. Yeah. Like, homie, like, Vic hit me up, like you good? Like, literally, like, I posted throwbacks when we're, like, on our shuffling phase, and, like, he's at my water polo games. Like, real good homies, we just separated because I was, like, he grew up in South Central, but we met at John Burroughs. But anyways, point is, like, me, him, and my homie Muhammad, it was crazy that me and my homie Muhammad were literally talking about him, playing water polo, and I haven't kicked with my homie Muhammad forever. He invited me to go play polo, who I've been playing with. Mm-hmm. And then we talked about, like, oh, how's bro doing? And then we heard he OD'd and shit, and that shit was so crazy, bro. Like, and then I was, like, just thinking, like, damn, if I've been having these dreams about.
Yeah.
And it's, like, that's when you think, like, certain shit is real, you feel me? And, like, man, yeah, he ended up dying. And then it's been, like, crazy because, like, I know his family's going through it. He didn't always have the best family home, but
yeah.
I know they loved him, you know? And shit, man, it was so crazy because my mom, like, he was at our house every day for summer.
Wow.
Like, spent Christmas, Thanksgiving.
Oh, yeah.
We just ended up parting ways because we went to different high schools.
Yeah.
And honestly, he didn't go to high school. He started working off the bat. He was always about his bread. Like, he was about his, for him and his dad, his own mechanic shop and towing business.
Damn.
But, you know, unfortunately, he loved, like, as fucked up as this might sound, he loved doing drugs.
Yeah.
Like, and you can't take that from nobody because, you know, like, you got, like, you know, you can't help nobody.
Yeah.
If they don't need help or if they don't want it. And that was just what he chose. And obviously, you know, like, it's, but I'm like a super, like, I'm really bad at dealing with death. Like, I could never tell somebody I'm sorry. I've tried it so many times. I'm sorry for your
My condolences.
Yeah, like it's so like it's like that's not gonna help.
Yeah.
But I know it's like a way of showing like
support, like, and
thoughts and energy.
Yeah. Facts. But I think, you know, you feel me, and I know the whole somebody dying in Mexico is a little more difficult because it's not like where like you're talking to the doctors like what exactly happened.
Yeah, over there it's like I think they called my cousin and they told them, and to me it's just like hard. It's like, oh, we found this person.
Here's come identify
his family.
Him.
Come get him. And it feels so heartless, especially because it means so much.
But it's so crazy.
But I think we were talking about off air is that we think sometimes the only people that get or should get life insurance is older people, but like younger and younger people are passing away, and it's always been that way. But I think that something important to know is like when you leave, like there's so much burden on the people that are still here. And we were talking about just like making sure you get life insurance policies. It sounds morbid, but what's worse is like something happening and then everybody be like scrambling, especially in times like this where it's already hard.
Yeah.
And I know being Latinos, very like, as Latinos, we don't believe in a lot of shit. Yeah. Like, I'm gonna say, I can't speak for every other race, but I can speak for like growing up, it was like, oh, don't go to the doctor, just put Vaporub on your chest. Yeah. And I'm like, what if I'm getting a mini heart attack?
Yeah.
You know, just the little shit like that. We're just, and that comes with being raised with no money, where you try to save as much as you can because then you don't wanna, but man, if you.
It's just, it comes with like a lack of like financial education in households. You know, that unfortunately, it's like a lot of us weren't born in this country, a lot of us didn't. You know, our parents didn't grow up in this country, so they don't understand the structure, and they don't understand why white people, Caucasians, you know, they've had money for generations, and a lot of it is like probably life insurance.
That's true.
You know, because everybody dies eventually. Mm-hmm. So you got to think, like, the more people die, oh, my uncle passed away, my great uncle, and I just got 500 bands. Like, that shit happens to white people all the time.
Yeah.
Why? Because they've been in this country for years. They understand the financial structure.
They know the system, yeah.
And that's part of it, you know? it's sad and it's morbid, but it's a part of life. Mm-hmm. So you don't want your family to post a GoFundMe link when you pass. You know what I'm saying? It puts a burden on everybody. That's not a plan. You know what I'm saying? It's $20, $40 a month to get life insurance. Sounds like an ad, but it's just real. I want to educate, like,
because we ain't no exact company.
Yeah, no, just whatever company. Shit. Like, you know, a lot of them do seem like scammers, you know? So that's why people are kind of like, oh, shit. But,
shit,
you know,
they got the shit.
Yeah, I got it.
Yeah.
You know, I have a son, so it's like, yeah, I make money and all this stuff while I'm here. But when I'm gone, for the rest of my son's life, I need to be able to provide. That's why I look at it. If anything happens tomorrow, you know, God forbid, he's covered. You know what I'm saying? Facts. And that's what's important, you know, when you have kids, even when you don't, because, you know, you don't want your mom to have to stress out on top of what she's going through. You got to think that far ahead. You know what I'm saying? So
I almost fell real quick. I'm so sorry.
And it's so expensive to die in this country.
It's so expensive, bro.
It's so expensive. That's 20, shit. 30, 40 bands. You know what I'm saying? And like when I die, I want to be in the back of a Rolls Royce. You feel me? So it's like, I'm going to have to up my shit.
Oh my God. You know how like when the narcos die, they do like houses? Yeah, a mausoleum. Jorge wants though. I'm like, okay,
that
bro. Yeah. Chill the fuck out.
Yeah.
Like, I'm not paying for that.
I
want to
be buried in my backyard like the California.
I watched it.
Yeah. It's crazy. My grandpa and my uncle are buried behind my grandma's crib.
Yeah, that's
pretty cool.
That's scary. I wonder
if you can do that. Like, who says that we have to bury people?
You can do what the fuck you want.
I don't know if you can do that in the U.S.
Yeah, I know, but like...
You have to do it like on the low, like, you know?
Like, but then it's like murder mystery.
Dig you out? What are they going to do? Dig you out? Or like, where'd the body go? Like,
Yeah, because then randomly, I'm telling you, bro, randomly a dog going...
Yeah.
And then the cops going to come and then, oh, murder. Like, nah, he just wanted to be out of the crib.
Yeah,
someone to watch TV when he wants.
And honestly, like, my love goes out to anyone that's lost someone for COVID, because one thing I don't think people talk about is the after they die, that like the funeral homes and the mortuaries were so packed that let's say someone died in December, they don't bury them till like March.
That's so sad.
To move on, and I think that's why they had like trucks parked outside of hospitals that were like freezer trucks, because they had to fit bodies in there, right? All of that is like, plus you probably weren't there when they passed because you couldn't be there.
Yeah.
And then now they're in the back of a truck.
Yeah.
And I think I was reading on the LA Times how someone, the toe tags got misplaced or whatever. So when they actually got to bury whoever they had, it wasn't even the right person. Like, of that is like some extra nightmare on top of the nightmare that was the COVID pandemic, or is the COVID pandemic.
That's super sad, but that's a little funny. Is that not a little bit funny? Like, oh, Tio Raul. And then it's like, who the fuck is this guy?
Oh, fuck.
That's not funny. Not a little bit. Like, when they switch babies, like, okay, fine. Can I have a dollar?
I don't have no more.
That's not funny. All right, I have dark humor. All right.
Very dark humor. This is not Family Guy, because this happened. It'd be, you know, it's funny because we interviewed the dude that did Family Guy when I was in radio. What's the
Seth MacFarlane?
I have a David Buster card.
Yeah, ding, 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 ding.
Imagine you thought you're bearing Dave and you're actually bearing Buster.
Oh, brown bag.
That was funnier. That's funnier. I like that.
I think Theo Raul was like,
Yeah, that's right here.
I don't know.
Wait, hold on, because we were interviewing Seth MacFarlane, and we asked him, like, what's something you won't joke about? And, like, his only thing is, like, recent tragedies. Like, if it was, like, the too soon, he's like, I know there's such thing as too soon.
Yeah,
so,
yeah.
Like, I know not to talk about, like, these certain recent tragedies, and so that would have been one. But
Your Theo's
maybe, like,
Raul,
in 5 years.
Your Theo's not named Raul.
It was too close, because his name is Rafa. And
I'm sorry. So. Okay. I literally just thought of any name.
I'm about to punch you for all my cousins. I swear to God.
That was not my
intention.
He's going
to punch me for his sisters?
That was not my intention. Okay, I deserve it.
It's
then.
Okay.
That was an accident.
Is it Cookie?
What?
I saw Aiden had a birthday this past weekend. Shout out to Aiden.
Yeah, shout out to little
shout
fucker.
Aiden.
How'd he turn?
We owe him a gift.
I think he turned like 6. And you know what's so cool? I had an event. So I got there at 1 exactly. Mm-hmm. So I want to go eat with all the homies and shit. And I had an event at 5. So when I left... I was like, I'm going to come back. And my nephew didn't want to cut my cake until I came back. Because we're really close. Like, he loves me. Like, he talks to me about school and, like...
Yeah, you're the dude uncle in his life. Yeah.
Oh, no, what?
Mom's side,
what's your
about?
Dennis actually his uncle, too.
Oh, on dad's side?
On the dad's side.
Oh, wow.
Yeah, so... But you know how, like, each kid is raised more with one family?
Yeah.
So, like, my niece is more with her dad's family. Mm-hmm. It's not that she doesn't love
us. So, his sister?
It's just...
Your niece, is that his sister? Aiden's sister?
No.
Oh, another
my niece is from... my mother's sister.
Okay.
Yeah. And they're more on the dad side because they live with that family, with his family. But my nephew, we live 2 blocks away from each other.
Oh, that's so cool.
And my mom and my sister, my mom had her really young, so they're very like, oh my God, like.
Yeah.
My older sister, her and my mom are inseparable in some weird dimension.
It's
where
beautiful.
Hate and love, I'm a hater and lover, you know, like exactly what they are. But yeah, he's like very like, Theo
what
Danny.
What were you singing?
The hater and lover song? I forgot the song.
I'm going to shine on me until
Yeah, but he's like in love with me.
Oh,
like,
that's
he like
awesome.
Wants to hang out and shit.
Shout
and like,
Yeah.
And then he always, and then he like wants to be a YouTuber.
Oh, yeah?
Shout out
yeah,
to him.
But I'm like, good
I'm
going to
drop a comment.
Yeah.
Like my son.
True that.
My son called Vic and he was like, can you give me a shout out? You like, we're not live streaming today.
Oh, yeah. Okay. Yeah.
Oh,
I'm going to give my son a shout out.
You're talking to
Little Vic. I love you, son. In case you, if you watch this, drop a comment and do your homework.
I have a question. What came first? Your friendship with Denner or Denner's brother's boyfriend with your sister?
You mean Denner's older brother being with my sister?
Yeah, Denner's brother with your sister.
They've been together for almost 14 years.
What came first?
Oh, he did. Fucking Denner's older than me.
No.
Yeah.
Your friendship with Denner or their relationship? What was first?
I just said they've been together for 13 years.
So their obviously, relationship and
their relationship.
Yeah,
and then you became homies with his brother.
He grew up with Denner, basically, right?
No, Denner's older than me.
I know, but you became friends with Denner because he's part of your family.
Yeah. Oh,
not
okay.
like
oh.
not like you were hanging out and then your sister met his brother and then they started
dating.
Oh,
no.
It was they were dating and then you met the little brother and you guys hung out.
Yeah, but they met in high school. Yeah, my brother and my brother-in-law. And then he stuck around for it.
And then he introduced you to Cypress? Or how did that happen?
Yeah. So I started.
Because I've known Denner for years through Cypress.
Yeah. They met through Dennis' best friend, which is Tracy RIP. Mm. They met through Dennis' best friend, which is like I was like his main homie and shit. And that's how him and Cypress met. But I started like getting cracking, and Denner was like, I feel like you should be my homie Cypress. Mm. Me and Denner never kicked it. And I know it kind of sounds bad, like we started kicking it, but it's because Denner's older.
But also
the
common interests bring people together.
Yeah, and then like different generations. Yeah. And Denner's like a 90s baby, I'm a 2000s baby. And then I met Cypress, and then me and Denner just became like very close and shit.
And then you met Vic through Cypress?
We met at Cypress show.
So I saw him and Cali. And then, yeah.
Yeah.
I was kind of like somebody that started popping off and didn't know nobody in the industry.
Yeah.
I was just popping.
Yeah.
But didn't know about LA. Yeah. I've never even been to a studio till like I started coming around.
Did you know who Cypress was before Denner introduced him or no?
Not like that. I just knew he was a DJ.
Yeah.
And like, yeah, just I never met anybody in the industry. The first person I ever met from the industry was Yellow Hill. Shout out Yellow Hill. Dope. He was the first person ever. That's dope. And it just made sense because he was like, he's Mexican and black.
Oh, yeah.
And then,
who's
yeah.
your favorite person that you've ever met in the industry?
In the industry, Cali.
Oh.
She was expecting you to say
Even when I met Letty, I was like, what do you do? And she gave me her background. I was like, oh, that's cool.
Okay. I took these motherfucking ungrateful asses.
Hey, wait. Well, you're my favorite person I met in the industry.
Okay, thank you, Vic. Thank you, Vic.
I thought it was a genuine question, asshole.
It was. And
okay, you're my favorite.
Letty made me famous, low-key. Yeah. I'm not gonna lie.
We made each other. We got each other popping, I swear. You know, like the Power Rangers, each have the little fucking animal that they are. But when they're together, they're
What's
that motherfucker. I don't know what my animal
But, like, no, you guys
Because
did,
I'm thinking,
you...
which are the animals in Power Rangers? I know one's a tiger.
What's your animal?
I would say like the eagle, like the Mexican eagle that has a snake. What's your animal?
I'll probably go with a dolphin.
Make the noise then. Making fun of my noise.
I don't have to.
Because you like the ocean and stuff?
Yeah, I like swimming and shit.
Say the noise. Do the noise.
Ruin it for me to say well. Oh, no, it's a fucking cacao. What's your animal, Vic?
I swear we're smart.
A goat.
It's
a
sheep.
It's a sheep.
Oh, fuck.
Would you take all the great classes?
To the LAFC guy.
Yes.
Game.
You're the goat for that.
No, that was really cool. I feel like you weren't there when this happened, but one of the highlights for me was Becky G's boyfriend fell in front of us.
If I was getting food in the suite.
But you did say something that's crazy. It's like now that fool is just known as Becky G's
That must
boyfriend.
Suck so bad.
Because he's like this pro soccer player. Yeah.
Really good, too.
Yeah.
We couldn't remember his name. We're just like, oh, it's Becky G's boyfriend.
Yeah. He just fell right
but
here.
It was
look.
Funny because it was like, I could only, and Vic was like, every time he comes back, he goes like, me gustan los mayores. And he probably just hates
He can hear us.
Yeah, but
like,
that's
we were
the,
so
the,
fucking
yeah,
close.
I'm like, we could say that from the stands, but we were like right there. Like, he could walk to us.
Nah, and it was funny because he like came back around like another time. Yeah. And the bar went out, and he looked for like closure because I guess he was just frustrated. And he looked at us, and Vic was like, "Hey, look, Becky's boyfriend."
No, I gotta set the stage because so Letty didn't give us too many details. She said,
"Oh, it's a suite."
So she's like, "Oh, it's a suite," and I'm like, "I've been, you know, I've been to a few suites in my time." So I'm like, "Cool, we're gonna be overlooking the field."
I'm like, that's what I thought.
Yeah. I'm excited because I already know with the suite comes like free food, free drinks sometimes. So I get there, and then I remember the layout of Banc of California Stadium because Rolling Loud was there for like 2 years. So
I right about parking?
Yeah, parking fucking sucked.
Horrible parking.
Ubered.
He Ubered.
Oh, but after you saw the parking,
it was fucking terrible. So yeah. I get in there, I run into Letty in the elevator, so then we get up there, and then I'm walking in, and then they're, like, treating us like royalty.
Yeah, they
immediately, they put a band around us, there's free masks, and then they're like, anything you want in this place, yours, just show them your band, and I'm like, oh, fuck, this is what heaven is like.
It's your kingdom.
Yeah, this is what heaven is like. So I walk in, and then I get into the sweet, delicious food everywhere, like, the mood is set, it's, like lightly dimmed, nice couches, everything.
There's, like, a nice guy just standing there, like, bonjour.
It was cool because Vic was like, oh, this is the suite, because he thought it was just the suite and then the TV. And I'm like, yeah, go outside. It's our seats.
So I walk outside and I'm like looking for like there to be like a step to go down, because I'm like, there's no way I'm on the field or something. Yeah, dude. Literally, we're on the field like a player, like a coach. Mm-hmm. We're
like the ball boys are like all right by us. We're like
two steps away from being active players on the field.
Legit.
And it was weird. The front row, too. We didn't, like, that shit was crazy. That was the best sporting experience of my life.
And it was chill, but it was so dope. Like,
man, it was dope.
That shit was dope as fuck.
I'm telling you.
Thank you, Letty. Thank you, for real. That shit was so fucking dope.
You're insane. Because it's funny, because I think at Dodger Stadium, we know our chants and we know when to, like, turn up. But there's always, like, the sit-down parts or, like, the chill parts. And it's like, no, these fools never stop. 3-2-5-2 is all day. They're on their feet the entire time.
They're crackheads. Healthy crackheads. Now, don't do crack. Crack is just an analogy.
They might just do a lot of energy drinks.
Yeah. They might just drink a lot
of... Doesn't it feel like very Aztec?
Yeah.
Like, it feels like a ritual. Yeah, super great
vibe. I love the vibe at LAFC.
Do you guys remember the girl I was trying to show you guys that was just dancing by herself in the side of us?
No.
I posted her on my page, and she hit me up like, dude, let me live.
She hit you?
Really? Yeah. Oh, I need to see that.
She was, like, going crazy.
Wait, hold on. Duno, I know your fucking game. All right, look. So Duno has a large platform, right? Uh-huh. When he doesn't know people, he'll take a video of them. He won't tag them because he doesn't know who they are. But he knows word will get around. His story will be sent out. LA is a small place. And so eventually they hit him up. And then, like, what just happened?
Wow.
I figured him out. Because if I had that big a platform, I'll do the same thing.
Nah, but it was
a good one, player.
Nah, but it was funny because she was like going crazy. She was like,
all the moves.
She was like just fucking it.
She was just like, and she was like bouncing her chest the whole time.
Yeah, she was just like this. And then she was like, three, dude, five, let two. Me live.
Aww.
And I didn't reply to her. But
my favorite part of that game was the Galaxy fans, because they had this section was like, you can't compete with 3252, and plus it's their stadium, but Galaxy fans did their best. Like, they had their own section, like, on the far right, and it was, like, the only section that had sun, so, like, I'm sure it was uncomfortable.
That has to be intentional.
Yeah, it has very to be dedicated. Intentional, because everybody else, you're, like, in the shade, but where the Galaxy people, it's like the sun just was, like, shining
that
down on them.
That must be a dedicated section that they
for the opposition.
The opposition's like super fans, because soccer really has that, like a super fan will they'll all show up, and a whole bunch of people, they gave them the worst seats in the stadium, like by far,
and they did the best they could with what they had. It ended up being a tie, so that was weird, but
I love just all the rivalry. Like, I was in the bathroom, and then there's a guy right there, like, he's like, yeah, man, you guys aren't the Galaxy though. And I'm, if I was like that, he didn't do that to me, he did it to somebody else, I would have been like, bro, get the fuck off me, don't touch me like that in the bathroom, dog. But it was just like so much rivalry going on, like, all around the stadium. People, like, talking shit to each other.
Oh, yeah.
And then it was funny. I seen this guy had a LAFC, like, colored shirt. And on the back, it said, Anti-Carson Social Club.
Hilarious. Yeah. He was so...
Everybody's talking about, like, oh, you guys aren't in LA. You guys are Carson, like, Carson Galaxy. And, like, I just think that's funny when LA people, like, make fun of each other's cities. I'm always here for that.
How about Duno was wearing navy blue?
Oh,
yeah. He didn't know.
Everyone thought he was a Galaxy fan, because that's one of the Galaxy colors.
And then, but it was funny. Every time they scored, I was like, yeah! And then, it was cool.
Did someone come up to you being like, oh, yeah.
Oh, yeah, when I was going down to, you know, the player sweet spot, when not everybody could ago. When I was going down there, you feel me? People was treating me. Okay, look, not as on cocky or nothing, but whenever I do anything in LA, it just gets really hectic. Mm-hmm. Like the Dodger Stadium is just too much. I'm thinking about not going to Dodger Stadium.
Do you want to give a PSA to people right now?
If they see you, how to treat you?
How to treat you?
Don't,
Speak your mind. Speak your mind.
Okay. Does this make me an asshole?
It probably will.
Actually. No, right?
Just go.
Okay. As much as you want to like be normal, you can't anymore. That's not all sad. Huh? Yeah. I'm looking down at it. Yeah. Like, I try to be as normal as I can. Like, mm-hmm. I try to, like, man, go to the, like, I'm nothing compared to these, nothing at all. But I do have a huge fan base. So I know it comes with a lot. But, like, sometimes I'm just really trying to get on my seat and watch the game.
Yeah, you're trying to be regular.
And everybody is, like, a constant, like, a tap, and I'm like, and then I don't get it. Like, when I'm at the Dodger game, I feel like I can't be myself because I'm constantly being watched.
Have you ever been to the bathroom and someone wants a picture?
The Dodger bathroom. And I was like, I gotta go. And he's like, come on.
Yeah.
And then they always use a card for my kid. It's for you. You're lying.
Yeah, it's for you. Oh, yeah. I remember.
But see, that was the LAFC game. Like, the Dodger Stadium is just a lot. Yeah. But I know, but I'm.
Yeah, you're good with it.
I was talking about it too. Like, even when I went with Letty, but I was like, when we were last time, to be honest, I got a feel for my homies. They have to wait. Have to, like, they're constantly being watched. I know.
Or they have to take the picture.
Yeah, they're like, yeah. They don't mind, but it's kind of just like, I'm trying to enjoy myself.
They want regular Duno,
well, too. The thing is, this is why when you see, like, A-list celebrities out, they're literally surrounded by a wall of people. So you can't get that close. Mm. And you don't even want to, it's a little bit intimidating. But they can yell from a distance and be like, hey, and then you can turn around and be like, hey.
Yeah.
So that's kind of like the vibe you probably have to move with going forward to be as normal as possible. Just be surrounded by the homies and let them know, like, hey, can you kind of, because if not, we're going to be here all day.
Yeah.
Type shit.
Yeah, yeah.
And let the people know that you appreciate
you
them.
Need
and you
need someone
love them.
Else to be the bad guy for you.
You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
Because like, I know,
oh, no,
you
we can't right
fans.
Now. We got to be
yeah,
here.
For sure.
That's
for
where
sure.
Kelly needs to be like, hey, we got to go. We got to go.
Nah, shit, I be trying to like.
But Kelly doesn't go everywhere with them.
Yeah. But then the LAFC game, when I walked in, by that one section. Sorry, I don't remember the name. The crazy section.
3252.
Yeah, I walked in that section, and it was about to get it cracking. I took two pictures real quick. I put my mask on, my hoodie on, even though I was going to sweat. I knew I was going to sweat. And I just started speed walking. And then we got to the suite. Obviously, we met a lot of fans.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. But it was cool. It was cool.
It was cool.
Yeah, we took photos.
And man, I love the lady, her husband.
Oh,
she's
shout
like,
out to them.
She's like, I don't know who you guys are, but my husband loves you guys.
Yeah,
shout out to that dude.
He's like, Letty. Yeah. I love when fans do the things we do. Like, he looked at Letty and was like, said it more calmer.
Yeah.
Looked at Vic and was like, Vic. But he said his full name. He's like, Rosecrans Vic. Yeah. Duno's World, yeah.
Yeah, that was cool.
And then he was like,
mad cool. Shout
and then,
out
and then he gave us his, like, his scarf so we could hold up. And, you know, now, I mean, to be honest, but I didn't have a soccer team in L.A., but now I do.
Yeah, that's a great vibe.
Shout out to
L.A. LAFC, we with y'all.
Yeah.
I seen the comments. They were tripping.
That's downtown L.A.'s team, so of course they got to be your team.
Yeah, facts.
True that. Right. Imagine facts. Carson's was your team.
I've never met anybody that was like, yeah, I'll go for Galaxy. Yeah.
People do in the comments.
They're
what
big,
they call Leva IFC? Chill out.
I was like, you thought about this too much.
Yeah. Or they're trying to do that and it didn't even make sense. But we get it. Galaxy fans. These other people that were low-key annoying me, and it's probably just me because I'm not as good of a child as you are. Everyone that got their parents Los Bukis tickets. The Los Bukis just played for two nights out here in LA. And all we're seeing on TikTok is videos of people giving their parents tickets and amazing, great effort.
Yeah.
But for those of us that could not do that, we get it. You're better than us, okay? My parents will probably get bookies like playing from Alexa, not from the actual concert. So shout out to y'all.
I didn't even know they were here. I only knew because the man, shout out Maximo, our producer.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
He was like, yeah, I'm working those bookies food. And I was like, cool. I never once thought I'm gonna buy my mom some tickets. Thank God I didn't though, because my mom randomly was like, oh yeah, I'm going to the house. I'm gonna go out with my friend. And I'm like, then the next day she was complaining about not being able to go live on Facebook for the show. I'm like, did you enjoy it? She's like, sí, pero no podía estar vivo en el Facebook. And I'm like, did you get pictures? She's like, mira, 100 pictures of her like, just her
awesome.
Going crazy.
Do you guys have your own idea of what Jesus looks like? Mine looks like Marco Antonio Solís.
Oh, Marco Antonio,
So, like, to me, I'm always like, Los Bukis, and I look at him like if I had to choose what Jesus looked like, it would be Marco Antonio Solís, because he looks like him.
Oh, see, I never thought about that. From my mom, would probably be Alex Lora.
You never thought Marco Antonio Solís looks like Jesus?
Oh, you mean just him? Oh,
yeah, how he
looks. I was thinking, like, what's your mom's favorite, like, artist? I'm sorry.
But how? Yeah, he does.
I don't know how you thought that, but...
How did his very direct question, what your Jesus looks like? I just thought, like,
you know how yours... Okay, fuck it. If the comments, if you feel me, please. I've been getting mentally abused. I'm going to go home and cry after.
No. The way your mind works is really like... Doo, doo,
it's
doo,
like ping
doo,
pong.
Doo, doo. Yeah.
Man, my dad was a crackhead, fool. It affected me.
I'm sorry. But Bukis.
Shout out to Los Bukis. Yeah. Next time they come into town, I need like a list or something of like Spanish concerts that I can buy tickets for my grandparents. Not necessarily my parents, because they're more...
You're
like
young generations, like, though. You're... Yeah.
Yeah, my parents are young, so they're like 40, like late 40s.
Yeah.
So they much rather like enjoy, like... My mom asked me for like Pitbull tickets, you know, stuff like that.
Damn.
Yeah, she wanted to see Mr. Worldwide, I guess.
Mr. Worldwide.
You know what? It's because...
You know what I like Mr. Worldwide?
Who?
P. Jakarta calls him
Mr. Worldwide.
Pitbull all the time.
You need to... That's funny. People don't know who you're talking about.
Double P Dog.
Double P Dog. He's Vic's son.
You give me a photo.
I'm going to send you a photo.
He looks like a mini-me. Yeah. That's funny. That's the
so
homie.
Then do you look like Pitbull?
No, I don't look like Pitbull. But yes, it's funny. Like, I don't know what kind of concert my dad would want to go to. What do you think your parents' dream concert would be?
Well, I just found out, because it's funny. I asked my dad, like, what music he likes, and it's people I've never heard of.
Oh,
like,
shit.
Like, there's this...
Like, vinyl foods?
No, it's like Los Yonix. I don't know who that is.
That's a deep cut.
Super deep cut. But
he's
going to
be front row at
someone
the concert
knows
of
10. Who I'm talking about. And then my mom's Salvi, so you know the Salvi one.
Sonora de
Yes, Sonora de Tomita, guys.
I've seen a story. I seen a story of somebody at a party, and like in a far place, I think like Bakersfield or something. I forgot who posted it.
When they hired?
They hired Sonora. The Sonora Dinamita. Like,
oh, I seen that.
You seen that?
I seen
Wait,
that.
Who was it?
I feel like they're hella available. I feel like we can get Sonora
Yo,
Dinamita.
Yo, low key, I looked. I clicked on it. They had the blue check, and they had like 74,000 followers. I was like, damn, that's hard. I'm like, what's the ticket?
Yeah. I love like music like that, because randomly, it's just like the song's playing around. Like, you start like... And then you hear somebody in the back. And I'm like, where did you in your head think
Say
about
this goes here?
And
yeah.
just constant, just little hand movement. I'm like, oh yeah, that's amazing.
Little hand movement.
Like, you know, when people are dancing real life cumbia and shit.
Oh, okay.
Or like it's just real fast. And I'm like, oh, very hard. Yeah.
What about besides your mom going to Los Bukis, what's her concert?
Like, if they had a festival, Rock en Español, and it was like El Aragon. And then for some reason, the special guest was like The Doors. And then,
your
like,
mom?
And then before The Doors, it was like El Tri, and then El Aragon, and then it was just very rockish. Yeah. That'd be her dream concert. And then just probably see like the Ramones come out or like something like that.
Damn, that's awesome. I didn't know she liked rock.
Oh, I was raised like by, well, you obviously don't pay attention to me.
Your mom, not what you would want, what your mom would want.
Yeah. I talked about it all the time. I was raised by rockers.
So your mom's a rocker?
My mom's a rocker.
Yeah. But
my mom doesn't speak English, but my mom knows every Doors song, every Ramones song.
That's fucking fire.
That's dope as fuck.
That's fucking fire.
Yeah.
My mom doesn't know English, but the love of her life is Jim Morrison.
Really?
What?
Yeah.
Shout out to her. That's dope.
Yeah.
That's awesome. Yeah, when you say rockers,
she's like,
I think like,
papa. So
I think, imagine you meet him.
Duno Morrison.
That'll be fucking fire, G.
I thought you meant like your older sisters or stuff.
Oh, no.
Because a lot of your music taste goes by like your older siblings or whatever.
Yeah, no,
your
was
parents.
Yeah,
awesome.
They're rockers, fool. They like
that's super
my
dope.
Mom goes to like get into mosh pit at the age of like 46.
Damn,
that's super.
What's your dad's dream concert?
That as well. That's why they fell in love. They just made sense.
Damn.
They wore like Doc Martens together and like wore black eyeliner and was like, give me that rook.
I wish I could see like a video of this. Like,
I'm gonna show you the video of my mom on Facebook mosh pitting with my uncle.
That's amazing. Do you know? This is awesome.
Yeah. Oh, bro, when family parties, we mosh pit with my mom.
What?
We mosh pit like at every baby shower.
Life is so intriguing.
We just look at my mom on those bookies.
Let me see.
But I'm gonna try to show you guys. She had really good seats too.
That's fire.
That's fire.
But I'm gonna show you guys. Go ahead, keep talking. I'm gonna show
you. I think that was it, honestly. But I don't want to move on to the next one, to the next topic, until you show us your parents moshing.
Yeah, I think my dad moshing. He goes a lot of like lowrider events because he's in a car club, and every single lowrider show is the same. It has MC Magic,
that's
Dubsy,
crazy,
Mac
huh?
10.
That's my mom in the bottom, and that's my dad on top. It's crazy, huh?
That's your dad?
Yeah, and then that's my mom. I think that was before crack.
Oh, yeah.
But I'm not sure. But yes.
That's cool as fuck. That's,
yeah, but they were like.
What year was that?
I don't know. But look, this them in the friend group.
That's hard.
It's insane.
Rock.
Like, my mom's, all her dedicated songs are love rock songs. En este barco, but yeah, bro, my mom be going to rock shows.
My dad looked like Greaser. Yeah. Okay. But that's cool.
Oh, look, she be like, bro, she be living her life, dog.
You have to send those to me because I have to.
Oh, yeah, I'll send them to you.
To insert them.
Yeah. I'll be like, what are you be doing there, fool? She's like, she'll call me and she'll come back home and just, like, walking with, like, eating a taco while, like, still, like, remembering the song. Like, yeah.
That's awesome.
I love to see, like, how people unwind and truly enjoy themselves. Because mm-hmm. a lot of times people don't, they get older and they stop enjoying life. Yeah. They stop really enjoying themselves. They stop doing the things that made them happy initially because right. they feel like, oh, I'm too old for that now. But I love when people
are I love like, that too, bro.
They're older and they're just like, nah, we're gonna party like this was fucking 1986.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying?
Yeah, bro, my mom be going, she be going up.
What's like a rock symbol besides the rock symbol? Like, is there something that your mom does? Because this is exclusively
for the
bag audience. Even if Duno doesn't want to take a photo, if you do this symbol, he'll take a photo with you because he's gonna know that you watch this episode.
Yeah, no,
and that you're a brown bag family.
Nah, but
do the rock sign because people are not gonna know
for some reason,
that Duno was like a rock like that.
Yeah,
like
or
a
for rock some reason, like she just like sticks out her tongue at me like.
That's like, awesome. That's you need a photo
that's
of that.
The real her.
Yeah, she's fucking dope. Fool. She's like we're like best friends. Like I'll be like she'd be like vamos way.
That's awesome.
And I'll be like I don't want to go fucking to a rock
because we met like. The sweetest little lady when we met her.
I know.
It's yeah, like to yeah. know that she's like, yeah. like, shout out to you.
Yeah, man, she mosh pits with us. She's like, you know, my mom went through it tough, and she finally got her, like,
yeah, that's her
like my dad went away, and she, like, one weight off her shoulder. I turned 18, and she was born again. She living it up. She that's going to rock shows. She'd up. Be, like, sending, like, photos on the group chat with me and my sisters.
That's awesome. That's big up to your mom.
Yeah, bro, I actually think we're going to Scott Wars. We're going to go together, me and her.
That's
and, like, probably a bunch of the homies, because I probably... But, yeah, she's, like, you know, she getting the cracking.
Yep.
She'd be, like, elbow. She's the one that taught me how to mosh pit, actually.
How do you mosh pit?
Like, you know, like, elbows up, she can mosh pit. She know how to skank. My mom stomps. Like, you
so
know
elbows people, up side to side mom, is moshing?
No, but no. She's, like, it's different. Like, if you see my mom skank, she knows how to, like, skank, fool. Like,
I don't know any of these words you're saying. What's skank?
Like, skanking is, like, ska. So it's, like, reggae and punk music mix.
But, like, what is skanking?
It's like an act of like.
Yeah, man. Like, yeah, I don't know. Maybe.
Like, you got a lot of friends that were like. Bows?
Yeah, kind of.
Yeah.
It's like more like this. Skanky's more like this. And then, you know, and then the certain bands come in. But yeah, she's the one that taught me how to do it. My mom, like, big fan of Doc Martens. It's like her favorite type of shoes.
Damn. Does she have them?
No, she has like two pairs.
That's fine.
I try to get her that at least for.
Let's get her a Doc Martens.
Doc Martens shoes?
Some yeah. Doc Martens.
And then she'll tell you, like, haremos un size más grande para que. Tenga espacio.
I love that.
Yeah, she's cool, fool. She be getting it cracky with the rock.
So all you rock brands, if you want to hook up Duno's mom.
Yeah, she at large.
Hot topic.
Hell yeah. Give it up.
My mom loves going to downtown and just finding random, like, shirts of rock that people made themselves.
Yeah. Banties?
Yeah. Yeah, she, like, guess has the Ramones, the Doors.
That's
she has Jim Morrison, like, 300 times on like, a T-shirt.
Like Slipknot?
That. Yeah. Oh, that's too metal. Okay. But she does, like... Like, my mom likes all type of rock. She'll listen even, like, kind of like with hip-hop, you'll listen to new artists.
Yeah.
My mom will pay attention to, like, System of a Down when it was Birdie coming up.
I love System of a Down.
But if you ask my mom about my Nas, she'll be like...
You know what? That's a thing. I have a friend that's, like, straight from Mexico, and she's like, ugh, you guys love my Nas here. Like, you don't give a fuck about him in Mexico.
Yeah.
Them in Mexico.
That's
I'm like,
real.
What the fuck? I thought my Nas was, like, the shit.
So my Nas is, like, Cinco de Mayo.
Probably, like, but and that's crazy.
It's one
in
the same.
Yeah, but like they say, like in Mexico, they don't give a. And that's what she said. So I'm not gonna take her word for it because like I took fucking Fernando Valenzuela's word for it, and apparently a burrito. It's from Mexico, but yeah, she's like no, and she's from DF, so she's like, oh, you guys don't know real rock.
Yeah, I can't say what my.
Yeah.
If you were to ask my family would my nice, but the.
Oh, you can't say those words.
I can't say it. They're very. They just be like,
I love Mana for the record.
I love Mana too.
My whole family loves them. Like,
oh,
that would be.
Well, you are European.
No me digas que no.
A los 15 años, I'm that song be going up. Everybody
hell
be like,
yeah.
Hey, people don't even know how to dance rock. Just like, be fucking it up.
Yo, I know I'm going to hear so much Maná when I go to my cousin's quince in Chicago.
Hell yeah.
Later this
and
next month.
I love dancing Maná because it's just that two-step.
Yeah. My tia loves Maná. Shout out my tia Wendy.
Can we go to Chicago with you to the quince?
Chicago. You guys want to come?
Are they going to be having birria?
Yeah, my family will for sure like knows who you are.
Oh, you're saying that's the family that watches us? Your Chicago cousins.
Chicago cousins.
Hey, his family is more supportive than either of our families.
Nah, my friends really love
in
the brown bag.
Family.
Oh.
In the chat, his mom was in there. His son was in there. I think like an uncle was in there. Maybe a cousin was in
for
there.
For sure. Yeah, they're pretty supportive.
Fuck. Dad, I'm going to get you YouTube on your phone.
See, Letty's like, my sister only hits me up for tickets.
Yeah.
Hey, shout out all
it's
my family.
It's funny because it's true.
My cousin.
Say your last name real quick.
Uyoa.
Shout out all the Uyoas.
Well, actually, it's not that.
Oh, well, like, my cousin, yeah. They did. Did you see them in the comments, the border agents?
Oh, yeah, they did.
Yeah, they were
that.
Like, yeah. They're like, yeah, thanks for the shout out.
Oh, yes. So, yeah. Don't call them. Just the way you just
but
say
they it. Were. That's how you guys will know them.
Can you say their names?
Laura.
Shout out Laura.
Yeah.
And the dude.
I don't know his name, and I'm sorry that
commented.
I don't know your name, but I need to meet you.
Yeah.
Oh, you haven't met him?
No.
But they
she
watch
really
it.
Far.
Appreciate Laura. Laura se fue.
But yeah, shout out my cousin Chente. He been posting us recently. I know he's tapped in. My cousin Adri watches all the time. Shout out to them.
Yeah. Who are you gonna shout out of your friends?
Shout out my friends with no dads. I know y'all support me. I support you guys. Now my friends are really big fans of this shit.
That's fucking.
They be
cool.
Randomly be like, "Hey fool, why'd you do that?" I'll be like, "What are you talking about?" They'll just show me a clip. They'll be like,
"Hey the," so and yes. I feel like I gotta like,
set the record straight.
Yeah, I gotta like mend my relationship with the Edgar community. I do.
Oh,
I do not hate you guys. I do not hate the Edgar community.
All Edgars. Did say most Edgars. You didn't say all Edgars. Look, for the record,
I have Edgar friends. Like that sounds like when you say you're not racist and you have black friends. Like
my best friend's an Edgar.
My best friend is an Edgar. Like. So nah, shout out to Edgars. I have plenty of Edgar homies.
Hey, real quick, do you guys think Jakarta is like an Edgar?
He's an Indian Edgar.
I'm gonna move on from this because it's getting a little touchy.
Wow,
an Indian. We can't speak for the Indian community.
That was Indonesian. He's one of my best friends. My best friend's Indonesian.
That's my dog.
And I'm Mexican. The constant clowning is nothing. I love him. He loves me. I love his community. Yeah. He loves me. He just looks like a fat Mexican, but he's Indonesian. So it's so funny.
He looks like a tall Mexican.
Yeah,
there aren't many.
He's like 6'5".
And then he like, bro, he's. And what's funny is that he likes singing corridos and doesn't know Spanish.
Oh, yeah.
That's fucking cool.
But on TikTok, they were fucking you up.
That's where they all are. All the Edgars were on TikTok.
Like, what's up, fool? You're not even with it.
Yeah. No, they were like, what's your sister's at there?
Oh, yeah. Edgars. They were.
Wow.
Oh, bro, they were on YouTube. Yeah. They were asking for the ad.
Come find out, fool.
Hey, Vix, one day just, like, let's say, like, on a school day, like before school starts, he's, like, at 7-Eleven going somewhere, and all the Edgars are just in front of his car, like.
Oh, my God. What's up? Imagine.
They just hit you with their backpacks because they have spikes on them?
No, I saw.
They whoop me with their MCM belts.
You get rashes because it's fake? For some reason, your sister and your cousin come in?
Oh, shit.
And did your cousin say anything about the wild Edgar?
Let's move on
But one person I do want to shout out, and I don't know your name, but I know your comment, is that someone was like, that's a lot of Edgars, but I got Vic's back. So people, like, also have your back.
And it's all for jokes and shit. Like, come on.
He's worried.
I'm not worried.
He's just mending his relationship.
No, it's just the thing is, like, because the way the clip came off.
And there's no context
there's
to
it. Because if you actually watch the whole episode, I literally say.
Press the link in our bio.
Yeah. I literally say, like, man, I fuck with the Edgars. I said that multiple times, I felt like.
Yeah.
I literally said, I fuck with Edgars. I got Edgar homies, blah, blah, blah. Yeah. I never said I don't fuck with them. It was just, like, a funny bit.
Bro, it's literally like this, like, every comment was, like, and everybody kept bringing it up to me, like, well, Peso's your homie.
Yeah.
I'm like, fool.
I love Peso.
Yeah, I love Peso's Sway. My boy. Sway's my boy.
It's Peso and Edgar.
He has a haircut.
Yeah.
And literally.
Is he an Edgar? Because I feel like he also has an MCM belt.
But you know what he is? He's a famous Edgar. So he gets
the
active pass.
He's a king.
Yeah, literally, he's like the king of Edgar's. Oh,
but I wouldn't call.
But if you were to ask Peso that, and me and Peso fuck around a lot, me and Peso are kids together. We like slap boxing, and like we like carry each other and shit. He was like, when if you tell him that, he'll be like, fuck you, fool.
Yeah.
But he's like the coolest. But they know it, bro. Like, if you don't have a sense of humor, you shouldn't even be human. Promise exactly. you. Because Edgar is just, we're just clowning. Don't take it personal. Yeah. Vic obviously is not going around all the high schools by his house and just slapping Edgar's. Like, he's not doing that. He's just
thinking, we don't know that he's not doing that.
I love how you say Edgar's. It's way funny.
But you're that dude. Well, we don't know if he's doing that.
Nah, no way.
Nah, but man, shout out to the Edgar
community. Shout out to Edgar community. I know they watch.
Bro, see, everybody like from my school, we all have like high, like low fades and like ball fades. Like.
Yeah, we're going to do like maybe like a back to school or something. Maybe like for winter break, like we'll give every Edgar like a free haircut. You know what I'm saying?
Wow.
Like,
a piece of slices.
Free low fade. We're, you know what I'm saying? Nice.
Yeah, we'll put something together for the Edgar community.
For the Edgars.
You know what I'm saying?
Oh, yeah. So we made your little Edgar family, family member.
Oh, yeah. Oh, I didn't say this. Okay, so my nephew like is like an aspiring soccer star, really, really great at soccer. And there was this moment in the LAFC game because, like I told you, we're like super close, like literally we're right there. They're playing soccer right in front of us. There's this one part towards the end where the ball is coming to us.
Oh,
like,
yeah.
Straight to my nephew. Like, and we're like, oh my God, this is your moment. Vic.
Oh, you asshole.
It's like in baseball when there's like the kid looking, trying to get the ball, and then someone just comes in and grabs the ball from the kid. The ball's coming to my nephew, and I can only imagine. He's like, oh my God, I've been waiting my whole life for my moment. And then Vic comes in with his foot, like, and kicks the fucking ball.
No, I stopped it. Like, super cool.
But
I
was still, like, that was his moment, Vic. I know you did.
Hey, he stopped it, and Becky G's boyfriend looked, and then he didn't look. I just wanted to say Becky G's boyfriend. But blessings.
Aww.
But they were just, and then he looked at you, and then Jorjito took over.
Yeah, then
it,
my son kicked it.
Kicked that shit. He was like,
But then it's like you could keep those balls. Another ball flew to the stands, and the people in the stands kept it. And I'm like, why did we even kick it back? Kept the game.
It's because we're like too close. It felt like we're
too close.
Stealing.
We were like, here we go.
It just felt like, no, it would have felt like I'm stealing. Like, I'm just like.
That shit was so funny. I didn't notice that.
I didn't know that.
I was probably like mid-cookie.
I got so many thoughts in my head when the ball was coming towards me.
Because
it's
like insane.
So I was like, this is like an active ball. I don't want to like interfere with the game. I also wanted to like get it on my Instagram.
Mm-hmm. There was then, like so many things.
Yeah, and then I didn't like
reflex,
not want to stop
I think,
it.
Stopped you.
Yeah, I just,
like,
I just put up my foot and I just stopped it and I tried to like not do too much.
Yeah.
Like, I don't want to get kicked off.
And then it's so weird because the pressure's on you by the fans. Like everybody, all the fans are just looking at you.
Yeah.
What you gonna do?
And my shout out Lechero for being all the way on top.
Oh, shout out my boy Lechero. Shout out my boy Lechero. Yo, that video he took of me was fucking hilarious. Then he did one of him eating.
I was like mid fucking torta or whatever it was. Some shit was good. It was super gas.
Yeah.
And then Lechero took a picture of me. That shit was funny.
Yeah. Oh my God.
Fuck, LAFC was so much fun.
Let's get into Don't You Know I'm Local. Although that was a lot of local talk, I do want to talk about the LAX because not too many people are speaking about this. And there's things that have happened. Like something happened last May that's barely getting attention now. There's been like security breaches at LAX. And recently, well, in May, there was a guy that posed as a crew member in order to get into LAX and ended up changing into like janitor gear and was making his way around the whole LAX. And they actually started chasing him, but he got away. I feel like they were trying to keep it discreet and look for him, but they can't find him. So they started posting his photos and are asking now for the public's help in identifying him. But the thing is, this isn't like the first breach that's happened. Another breach happened where we saw like a car chase going inside the LAX like recently, like 2 months ago. And then someone jumped over the fence and actually boarded a flight. He got arrested, but they're still looking for the dude that posed as a crew member. It's some weird shit just because with all the stuff from Afghanistan going on and all this stuff that like is around LAX.
Kind of like war topic.
Yeah, it feels like we're on like a high state of alert, especially with Biden saying like, oh, another attack is happening. And I'm like, damn, someone broke in and didn't get caught.
Yeah, LAX got to tighten the fuck up. Come on, man.
Yeah, come on, guys.
Start hiring the homies.
So
people always want to work at LAX and y'all be turning
them
down.
That's what I'm saying. Look, okay, look. On that.
Is it a government job?
We know the type of people.
Great benefit.
Yeah. Great benefit. We know the type of people that work at LAX. Mm-hmm. I wouldn't trust them with $20. And you guys are trusting them with our security. Like, we need to tighten up. We need to hire, like, other type of people. Because we know people go there because it's like, oh, shit, they pay good. Like, you work at Panda Express, you get $20 an hour. Like, because it's LAX, it's different.
Damn.
And then, like, People just do it to collect a check. Yeah, obviously. Yeah. You know, I understand. But you got to understand, like, this is one of the biggest airports in the world. Like, the security for this shit has to be at 110%.
Oh, yeah. Just going
you guys got to take your job more serious.
Like, why I can get through and into the gates take your and job all of that.
I don't know how that guy even, like, you know, that you have to have, like, a certain pass. Like,
I would hope.
Fucking, what if he worked there before?
I think they would know who it is because they're looking for who he is.
Yeah. Oh, no, no. I'm saying, like, an inside job vibe.
You know what the security's like? Have you seen that video of that guy?
Oh, yeah. He's like,
oh, padding down? Like, yeah.
That's LA security right now.
True that.
You guys
got
to step it the fuck up.
Let some guy just go in disguise, but was tripping on the homie Dennis one number birthday mix up. Get it together, dude.
Yeah. Come
on,
man. How are you letting this guy pass security, but not Dennis you're tripping on my water bottle? Like, come on.
Oh, you guys didn't let me bring my extra moisturizing lotion
right,
on my flight to Cabo?
Bigger than come 8 on, ounces man. Or
yeah, what the fuck?
Hey, throw this away. Well, your cologne. I just fucking bought it, G.
Yeah.
Well, figure it out.
Yeah.
Figure it out.
This fucking cologne, this fucking lotion is a threat to national security.
Yeah, the lotion bomb minute right
this fucker isn't over here breaking through the gates and
shit. And you guys don't even know who he is? That's
come on,
crazy.
Man.
Get it together, G's. Get any of my homies work there. It comes with benefits.
I didn't know that they turn people down like that, though.
Well, bro, it's kind of like when you grew up in the hood, you wanna have, like, cool jobs that you hear about, like, in the future. Like, oh, yeah, if you work at the post office, you get great benefits. Because I feel like everybody's mentality is like, I'm going to die, so I want to die. Like, it's so weird, fool. Like, just working for the city is like a go in the hood.
Yeah.
But sure. they hate the city. So,
It's just how we are. What I trip out too is like there's like a Homeboy Industries. Have you been to the Homeboy Industries cafe in there? Which is bomb.
Homeboy Industries gas, man.
Yeah. Their food and
their
stuff?
Food,
yeah.
Their food.
And I'm like, oh, not shit. Shout out to Homeboys are gas.
I said Homeboy Industries? And she looked at me for confirmation, like the food, right? I'm like, yes. Of course.
The actors are fucking gas.
But yeah, man, I did community service when at the one in Chinatown.
Oh, that's awesome.
Yeah, that's what's cool.
Yeah, yeah.
Well, I didn't do it because I wanted to. I did it because I had to.
Community service?
Yeah.
Well, that's better than other types of community service, no?
Everybody's
like Caltrans and shit?
Yeah.
For you don't get Caltrans as a juvenile.
Oh, really?
You go to like community centers or like, say you can even do it at school. Mm. Somebody's got to sign it off.
This is a weird jump, but you were telling us about when you were in juvie.
Oh, yeah, yeah. I was telling them that. Oh, we're talking about what you
food.
Eat and why people. So our jaws are conspiracies, things that why do people come out skinny? Because you don't eat the
after
same habits.
They're in jail.
And I'm like, my fat ass was used to eating bags of hot Cheetos every 2 hours.
Mm-hmm.
Now I'm locked up and I only get 3 meals a day. And it's not what I want. I can't tell my mom to cook me some huevos con jamon. But instead I'm...
burrito,
or burrito.
Huevos con jamon, please.
But instead I'm getting like whatever, you know, the county's providing.
Yeah.
Or the city's providing, right? And so we're talking about everything. And I'm like, oh yeah, in juvenile hall, you could fuck around with the food. So people, like when you're locked up, you can't do this in the county. It's different. Okay. When you're juveniles, all goes. Like, I know fools that like pitch. You know the little fruit cups? Like, you know how it's kind of the color yellow?
Yeah.
I've met fools that pissed on the fruit before, but would tell the homies, don't eat it, but will serve it to their enemies.
I know
fools that fucking like dig bread or
escalate. Like they put.
They'll put their nuts on the bread, you know?
They like poke the hole through the.
Yeah, type, like they're just dirtbags.
They poke
like,
the hole through the bread with their
dick. Did they come on the bread?
No, they didn't come on the bread.
Okay. Culture strudel?
No.
Would you guys eat dick bread for like $5,000?
For five bands? $5,000? $5K?
Yeah.
You would.
No.
Oh, okay. How much would it need to be for you to eat the dick bread?
My own dick?
Vic's dick.
I don't want to eat.
Don't say a low number, fool.
My shit worth more than that.
You better say $2 billion, dog.
But yeah, but man, yeah, if I was like.
Answer the question.
Nothing, fool. I don't want to taste the homie's dick,
But I thought you can't. Is it just he just taps it?
Fool, no.
You said that they just tap it, right? Imagine you're going to. It's like if he just touched it, but with that skin. And you could win $1 million?
No, fool.
Okay. I don't know. Sounds like cap.
What the fuck?
Sounds like cap.
Pobre.
But no, you know, that fruit cup sounds disgusting.
Yeah, see, but they'll tell you, like.
Why? No, but for like, the people they didn't tell, that sounds disgusting.
Yeah, they'll be like, hey, fool, don't eat today.
Damn. Damn, I'd be so mad.
Don't eat today.
And I'd be like, damn, this shit is good, bro. Like yeah. today, like today they have the pasta or whatever.
Yeah.
It was pasta
and that shit has nut in it. Now we can't fucking eat the pasta.
It's dick pasta.
Dick pasta.
It's baby pasta. Now I gotta rely on the fucking, on the apple fucking bullshit piece of shit.
Have you ever done that? Like, done some shit in food?
Nah, because I was never a JC. I was never like a junior cook.
Oh,
like,
okay.
When I worked in the fucking, in the kitchen, I got fired like a week after.
What about Pollo Loco?
Nah, I was never, you feel me? I've thought about it, like, man, fuck this fool, give me attitude, calling me a beaner and shit, but.
I seen that shit happen when I worked at Taco Bell. There was this dude, he was crazy as fuck, like, crazy.
Mm-hmm.
He was like a gangbanger that stopped gangbanging and grew his hair out, but was still with the business. And he was just trying to get his life together, but he still had like anger. So like one time there was some guy that was like tripping or being rude to him when he was taking the order. He's like, no, don't worry, I'll make this one. He goes back, I see him spitting it in the taco. I was like,
damn.
Oh, fuck. I was like, it was a ghetto ass Taco Bell.
Yeah, that man, don't crazy. Ever, bro. Y'all gotta be nice to the food people.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And, bro, really, relationship runs a long way. Like, all the homies I worked in the, you know, it was cool with them.
Mm-hmm.
But, hey, food, just don't eat that shit today.
Yeah, boy, that's dope. Okay, let's go from that to Jake Paul fighting fucking Woodley. Okay, I wanted to bring this up, not because it's like who won, who should have won, who didn't win or whatever. More so to the validity of a social media star. Low-key, if I never have to talk about this Jake Paul fool, I'm okay with it. But being someone who got famous on social media, like you do know, do you find people discredit you?
Oh, that's a good question.
Really deep.
Say it again.
Like, okay, so for example, Jake Paul, I mean, me vale. Like, I don't like the fool. I don't think he's a real boxer just because he's fighting people that are not boxers. But there are people that are like, hey, give him his respect. But no one can speak for him, I don't think, except other people that are like social media stars. And you're a social media star.
Like, basically, people don't take him serious in anything. Besides, like, people don't want to take him serious in anything besides making YouTube videos, right?
Well, I mean, everybody disagreeing is probably more broke than Jake Paul. He's very, like, wealthy. I got to give him that, you feel me? You got to give him, you feel me? I know money's not everything, but that food's getting to the bag.
Business-wise, he knows what he's doing.
Yeah, for sure, and people keep falling for it. Whether it's I was seeing his shit, he could actually, like, he be boxing and shit. He be doing his, like, training, like,
he's
camera shit.
Yeah, he's decent.
Do I think he a Canelo? Fuck no. Do I think he'll ever get to...
Canelo will destroy him.
What, do I think he'll ever be a real boxer? Probably not. But let him enjoy himself. Fuck it. He wants to fight a couple fools and make millions of dollars. And he fought, what's his name? Mayweather, right?
No, that was his brother.
That's his brother.
His brother. Who won?
Mayweather. Well, it was like a... It wasn't a winner or loser. It was just like an exhibition.
Yeah. But yeah, a man, let that fool enjoy himself. He wants to, like... That goes back to doing normal people shit. Like, what the fuck? He can't fight people?
I just appreciate the fact, and people are like really split on this. They're like, oh, like he's making a mockery of boxing. You can say all that. But he's also bringing a lot of attention to a dying sport. UFC has emerged as, you know, the premier. Like, you want to watch a fight. You want to watch real grown men like get after it and knock out and make each other bleed. You're going to watch UFC. And boxing was once that. It was like the heavyweight champion of the world was the fucking guy. Like, right. The toughest man in the world, basically. That was that title. But since then, it's been like boxing has struggled to find stars. A lot of them go to UFC. There's a lot of politics involved with boxing that people don't want to deal with, so they don't get involved. And now I feel like every few weeks or months, people are talking about boxing. Oh, who should Jake Paul face next? And these people are getting paid. They're selling pay-per-views. They're getting M's.
Going crazy. Right.
You know what I'm saying? Like, they're getting these... Any, like, mid-level boxer would be overjoyed to fight Jake Paul right now because they're going to make M's. They're going to be... I didn't know who Tyron Woodley is before this. Like, no disrespect, but I'm not that tapped into the UFC. Yeah. I know who he is now. I know what he looks like. I'm going to... If he does anything in the future, I'm going to be paying attention. That's only a positive the way I look at it.
Yeah, he's...
Even if he were to fight Canelo, even if it was exhibition, who you guys tell me you wouldn't buy that shit?
Yeah.
You would go to a fight party
Canelo
to watch it?
Canelo fighting anybody, I would watch it. So I would, I disagree in the fact, I would not say boxing is not popping. I think as far as heavyweights, like the Tyson days, that's more so because the heavyweights have not been crazy like that. However,
people don't want to get their head bashed in.
But with Anthony Johnson versus El Destroyer, like, people really paid attention to that. They paid attention to the after one of that. Like, I think people still pay attention. Me having been a boxing fan my whole life, I feel like reinvigorated with someone like Canelo, right?
Yeah.
I think even before that, the Mayweather and the Pacquiao, like, generation, right? And before that, that was like De La Hoya and stuff. So I don't think boxing has lost its, like, I don't know, its spectacle.
Because there was way more popping boxers in the 90s and the, like, 2000s.
We can say the same thing about, like, anything, but that's also, like, nostalgic a little bit. Because my 3-year-old, will say anything Canelo says, like, want, like, boxes like Canelo, like, is, like, these little kids, to them, this is their, like, golden era, too, of course, right?
I love Canelo, too, but there used to be 5-6 Canelos in boxing.
Yeah, but I think, you know, even now, the price too, like, what boxing made back then versus what boxing makes now, it's like way more off shit, you know?
$100 pay-per-view, back then it was like $50 and everybody would piece up on it.
And so I don't think that boxing needs, oh my God, we need this YouTube star to get us money, because the price point is getting them money alone. What I do feel as in relation to people like Canelo fighting is, like, it's similar to, like, fuck, I spent, like, my whole life training for this, and then you just do this for fun, or you just do this for, like, the spectacle of it. And then while you're doing it, I think it's Jake Paul's delivery and his attitude too, because tampoco he's like a humble dude, and he's not like, and granted, Mayweather's not humble either, but Jake Paul is like calling out Canelo. To him, it's like, all right, dog, if you're going to be that and you're going to be like this YouTube reality star celebrity boxing that has been happened before, stay in your lane. You doing that to me is just you're hyping your own shit up. Canelo's going to make his own shit regardless. He doesn't have to fight this fool.
But boxing is not a humble sport. It never has been.
Definitely not.
Like, Muhammad Ali was the least humble person.
It's different being confident than being a troll.
But, you know, but I get what you're saying.
But he's serious, too.
I don't think he's serious. I think it's a troll move.
It's a troll move, but he trains hard enough, I think, to at least attempt to back it up.
I think he knows Canelo won't, so he has nothing to lose saying it.
Of course.
But I don't think he's down to
Canelo. He's a brilliant marketer, and I respect that, because everybody that's boxing right now, obviously they know how to box. They're great fighters, but nobody knows how to market themselves.
Right.
And that's like a terrible problem to have, especially in this world. The only boxer I can think of that knows how to market themselves is, yes, Canelo with help of his team, and Ryan Garcia.
Well, then, let's bring Ryan Garcia into play, because Ryan Garcia is also a social media star, right? And he's also a boxer, and he's also hella confident. The way he's going about it is very different than the way Jake Paul is going about it.
What she's saying is, Ryan Garcia got popular and became a social media star for being a good boxer.
Yeah.
Jake Paul got popping and famous for drama and was like, oh, cool. Nah, I get what you're saying, and I get what you're saying. But
one didn't
talks.
Need the other.
Money's
going to talk in the other. I don't think boxing needed it. I don't think he's helping boxing. He's helping himself. And I think people that are like either diehard, is this really their passion? They feel a way. I'll put it in like rap points when people talk about like, oh my God, there's so many new rappers and no one's talking really about anything. And I could see the people that are more conscious driven or like lyrics and stuff feel a way. And it's like, damn, you're in the same game and you have to be. And you're different types of people, but fuck it, neither is wrong. You have to almost respect the people that suck at rapping but can market themselves,
so
you know?
So you think Jake Paul's like a little pump?
Definitely like a little pump. Like, if he's like definitely a little, with the antics, right?
If he's like a little pump, then I feel a different way about Jake Paul, because I don't fuck with a little pump like that.
He's with the antics.
And I didn't respect all the antics he did. Yeah. Like, I didn't like that as a rap fan. So maybe as a boxing person, I probably would feel the same way. Like, if I was more tapped into boxing, I'd be like, oh, who's this fucking guy?
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? But to me, I like the fact that people are discussing boxing a lot more often than they would before. And it brings more attention to the sport. Because like you, I'm a boxing fan. Like, since I was a kid, my dad used to order the fights and all that shit. But like, now it's just a lack of star power.
Yeah.
And he's taking advantage of it.
But I promise you, like, we good. Like, Ryan Garcia has the next gen, and freaking Tank, all of those fools, like, they're the next crop of, like...
We need
like,
more, though.
I think it's
they
all...
They need to learn how
no
to
no matter how
themselves.
Many rappers there are, we're always going to talk about 3. Drake, Cole, and Kendrick. There's a lot. And before that, people talked about Jay-Z and Nas. And before that, Tupac and Biggie, right?
Yeah.
There can be as many, but there's just... And there are a lot of boxers. It's just these special storylines that we follow. I don't know that we really do need the Jake Paul shit. or the Paul shit. It's still gonna happen. Apparently, supposedly he might stop boxing or some bullshit, but I don't know. Mm. This was also the fight, the first fight he went more than two rounds.
Yeah.
And to him, after that, he was like, when they were interviewing him after, that's when he started saying, like, I don't know that I'm going to continue doing this. I'm going to take time off or whatever. Mm-hmm. Maybe he really saw, like, oh, shit, if I stay here longer, he almost got dropped. If I stay here longer, maybe I can't weather it. He also didn't do a full, like, quote unquote, boxing 12 rounds.
He did, like, eight rounds?
He did 10 this time.
Okay, okay.
And so I think it's 10. It's probably eight.
Yeah.
One or the other. I don't know. It's just I understand the play. But loving it so much, I'm like, we could just do without it. Like, we don't need it. And I don't need the fans he brings either. Like, if you're a Jake Paul fan and you don't fuck with me, like, I'm cool. You're not my audience. Like, you're not who I, like, want to be, like, in, like, my own shit. So,
yeah.
That's how we feel. I feel culo. You guys feel cool about it.
I think it's cool. I don't have, like, too much of a problem with it. And me and Jake Paul, we have, like, the same stylist. So, it's, like... It's hard for me to go against them. We're always wearing the same clothes, like damn near. Shout out Home Femi. Yo, my dogs.
He literally wears Home Femi
all the time.
I'm gonna see this fool with the fucking Jake Paul had like a LED belt and it was like saying his name.
I got your hat.
Yeah.
Got your hat.
I'm gonna see that on big.
But you brought up Drake and Kanye.
Mm-hmm.
I
didn't bring up Kanye, but
Drake. You brought up Drake,
Kendrick, and Cole.
Oh, okay, yeah, sorry. Speaking of Drake, you guys see his album cover? His supposed album cover. I think it's assumed that that's what it is.
I also didn't see the explicit sign on it, so it could just be a post.
Yeah. But what are your thoughts if that is the album cover?
Duno said I can't talk about Drake, so.
When
his album comes out, I don't want to see you say a word. Go.
I want to hear what you
think. Okay, yeah, you go first.
No, you love artwork.
All right, yeah, Duno, what do you think?
Okay, if I talk about this, I want you to release a clip about J. Cole's artwork.
I'm not going to do that.
Fuck.
But you always mention how his artwork sucks, so yeah.
Yeah, what's your take on this artwork?
The Drake one?
Yeah.
I thought it was funny. I thought it was more funny. Like, oh, it's funny. Like, it's not like, oh my God, I'll get it tatted on my skin.
Well,
it's
not. What artwork would you get tatted on your skin?
From the West Side with Love by Dom.
Oh, that's a good answer.
Shout out to my dude, Archer. He's a family friend and he did that.
Oh, that's
and hard. Archer's also doing From the West Side with Love 3 artwork. Shout out to Archer.
That's hard.
And Dom.
The West Side with Love 3, can we kick it somewhere, just get drunk and listen to the tape?
Yes, we should have like a
our own listening
dope.
Party.
That would be fucking dope.
That'd be fire.
But
yeah.
This is your formal invitation.
Please.
Please make Duno's dreams come true.
Yeah,
dude,
he'll bring you Puerto Loco.
He'll eat your dick bread, bro. It's just a joke. It's just a joke.
I know. Obviously, you're gonna cut the inviting Dom to dick bread part out.
Obviously.
But I think the arc cover for sure. It wasn't like, oh my God, it's coming. Like, that's not what it was.
Mm-hmm.
Like, it was like, I thought it was funny. All the memes were hilarious.
What are the memes?
I seen a couple memes like, oh shit, all my baby mamas. Mm-hmm. Or like oh, Planned Parenthood.
That's funny.
What do you think, Letty?
I think that I would toss to Angie, and she's not here right now. Mm-hmm. She would say something about Drake's graphic design.
Yeah.
I don't
want to
say it because if I say it, you guys already have put me as a Drake hater, but
his
graphic designer just must hate him, because even the CLB, the how it looks, you have to like know what it is, otherwise if you just saw those letters you'd be like, what is that? And so I just feel like his graphics could use work, but it's not it, that's up to him. It still sells, so it doesn't matter. So.
Exactly, that's what I was trying to say about the J. Cole one, and you were like, yeah.
No, we were talking about the music and you were like, yeah, why does the artwork fucking suck?
Basically, to me, like, Dave Hirsch is the person, he's the artist, he's an English artist who created this supposed artwork. We don't know if it's confirmed or not. Mm. But if that's really the cover, yo, he got fucking scammed, bro. Like, your artwork cannot be repeated hits to your emoji button and say, like, this is a piece of art.
Isn't
bro is
that
a fucking
crazy?
Scammer.
Yeah,
bro is a fucking scammer. David Hirsch, you are a fucking scammer, bro.
And you got the
and
bag.
You gotta teach me how to do that shit. Because there's no fucking way that is art, bro. Yeah. I am all for interpretation of art, but that is not art. Those are emojis that you held and then you clicked.
Future baby mamas.
And they all went to different ones and then you threw them all.
And you chose the different skin tone ones.
Yeah, you're trying to be inclusive. You're not. low, my guy. No. I know you're a fucking scammer. David Hirsch, you're a fucking scammer.
It's Damien.
Damien Hirsch and your brother Dave. You guys are fucking scammers, bro. Like, I'm sick of it. I'm sick of these fake artsy people that think they're so genius because, oh, no, it's abstract. You don't understand the complexity of the... Shut the fuck up. Yeah. You're a scammer.
Are you going to make this a clip?
Yeah, I love this clip already. And then so my thing is, too, how much does Apple or whoever created the fucking emoji get from this? Because there was someone that made those little pregnant ladies. Fuck all that.
How much did Drake pay for this?
True that.
If I get this back...
No, but like if I'm Apple, right?
Yeah.
You're using my shit.
Yeah.
Unless Drake is dropping on Apple, and that's a hint, because that would make sense, like the emojis and dropping on Apple Music exclusively.
Yeah, I don't think they do that anymore, but I feel like it's a fucking scam, bro. Yeah. Like, he pulled a fast
one. If your artwork is Mickey, something I did that I just put Mickey on a white sheet of paper, Disney's going to come after me.
Yeah.
Like, using likeness, all that bullshit, right? So I'm pretty sure these emoji motherfuckers have to say, like...
Yeah,
you the used owners of emoji.
Young sir, I created this pregnant lady. I'm gonna need about 10.
I'm so sick of these fake genius art people.
Is he known? The guy, Damien Hirsch?
Yeah.
Yeah.
What other art covers has he done? Can you guys point me?
I don't know that he's done art covers, but he does art.
He does art in
the UK. Like, supposedly this artwork was like a flip on these little, another design that he did that's just dots.
Yeah, no, I
dots
searched,
and colors.
I searched through his whole Instagram. I did my research. Literally, he posted a clip of him doing art, okay, which my son can do, my 8-year-old son. He can literally, there's a big ass whiteboard, and then he's like jabbing different colors, and he's like, he just jabs it, and then he goes to another, he gets a different color, he just jabs it, and then he's just like,
imagine being him.
You're
and
trash,
then, like,
bro. You're fucking trash.
After, because there's motherfuckers that literally like do details and draw and freehand and paint.
You know, a person that can't draw for
You know what's crazy?
So he's Jake Paul of art.
He's a Jake Paul of art. He's a Jake Paul of art.
It's crazy that Tigers get that all the time. What? Like real like piecers.
Yeah.
They're not really known, but we're known for being like hot boys in our
and
city.
Just writing all.
And like, and he's like, man, we do the real art.
Yeah. So this
but
is.
But who's the most getting cracking? You feel me?
Yeah, Damien Hirsch.
You're always going to have these clashes. I feel like it's in everything.
It's just trash, bro. Yeah. Like, just come harder. Ooh, you feel me? Pause.
You gotta come harder than that. It's coming on Friday, though. Pause. The album. CLB. Every time I think of CLB, for some reason, my brain goes to Chris Brown just because it's CB. Mm. Like, I'm trying to get that off of my head that when it's CLB, it's
what
Drake.
What if his middle name is, like, I don't know, like Leonard or something? Like, and we didn't know this whole time, and that's
like Chris? Chris Leonard Brown?
Yeah, like we didn't know this. Those are his initials. I want to listen to it. Yeah.
With all those little quotables that he's posting everywhere.
Oh, God, it's spicy.
Which one do you like?
The
I have an emotional budget I can't go over.
Nah.
That was a bar. That was a bar.
Nah, I like the, oh yeah, but like something I don't miss, especially not you or something like that.
Oh, he said, I don't miss, especially not you, right?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Something and like I was like, oh, I get it. You always have hits.
Yeah.
Damn, that was cool.
Oh.
Yeah.
What she about said, you, Nancy? What was your favorite quote from other?
I didn't like any of the quotes.
Oh, I get it.
I feel like
do you think
corny.
There's one song you'll like on this album?
Yeah, because I do like when Drake... I do like
when he raps.
When he raps. You don't like when he sings.
Like headlines? Like you
like
headlines?
Headlines. But I also liked his like Nice for What. I thought that was very pro woman. Mm-hmm. A lot of Drake's songs are like, not that they're anti woman, but the woman is always the one that did him dirty.
She's the villain in
the and
story.
So it's like, okay, this one was really cool. Like you were like bigging up women.
Yeah.
So like that stuff I give him props. But Certified Lover Boy, I'm assuming it's gonna be a lot of like
talk about like baby mama drama, kids and shit.
Maybe. Something trips me out about Drake. For you to be Drake, you shouldn't have this much drama with girls. Because all these girls you end up missing.
Mm-hmm.
It's not like you're dropping them. It feels like the girls drop you.
Yeah.
Like a Serena or like a Rihanna. And then it's like, oh, what's...
Serena Williams.
Yeah, that's his whole beef with comment started over Serena.
I think because he's a lover boy.
Learn.
Wait. He'll be for who? Kanye?
Common.
Do you know who Common is?
Ah, that's Kanye's big homie. So
listen.
Hold on. Do you know who Common is?
The ball light skin.
Yeah.
Yes.
Song.
I like him as an actor.
Good answer.
He did the song with the girl from Set It Off.
Queen Latifah,
and he was
the girl from Set It Off. Oh my God, it's so disrespectful.
And they were in love.
Just Right? Just when he's right. A basketball player? He said the girl from Set It Off.
Like, you know what I was going to say at first?
What?
Loving basketball.
Definitely not.
But oh. Comments from Chicago?
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. He does a lot of community work?
He does. He's a quote-unquote conscious rapper.
He's like your big homie, Tanzan the rapper, and look up to him?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Even though he beefed with Ice Cube in a very vicious beef back in the day.
Wait, they're dating? Serena Williams and...
No, they dated. That was Serena's like 10 married years ago. To the guy that created Reddit, or one of the Reddit founders, so she's popping.
Yeah.
She never has to do anything again.
Wait, so why...
But she does,
Was Common and Drake both in love with Serena Williams at the same time? Yes.
Like
yeah, it was a triangle.
Something like that.
She left Common for Drake? Or left Drake for Common?
I think, yeah, Drake would, I mean.
Drake has a thing with beefing it with bald dudes, huh? Joe Budden.
You're onto something.
Kanye's hair is bald. There, it's maybe?
Thinning. It's thinning.
Common?
Pusha T has braids, though.
Pusha T has braids.
Yeah.
Are those real?
Does Pusha T look like Blast to you guys sometimes?
No, they just
I would braids. Say Blast looks like Pusha, but they don't.
Yeah.
I think Drake has what trips me out.
That was an emotional ass food, huh?
I don't know. There has to be something, and I don't want to. I don't. Again, I'm not here to like hate on him because I think it's cool. I'm looking forward to the album.
Yeah.
I'm looking forward to Drake not needing to have that little heart on his hairline anymore. I felt like he thought like, oh, this is just for the album rollout, and then it's like, oh my god, I gotta delay this album. I gotta keep this going.
Well, something I do love about Drake, he's keeping a tradition of hip-hop alive that a lot of people... I guess it's not necessarily just hip-hop.
Look at this face.
It's not necessarily hip-hop, but a lot of things is like... I think Kanye is like the most conscious of this. When you're releasing a new project, mm-hmm. you have to go into like a certain mode. You're almost playing like a new character,
yeah.
right? So when we think about Kanye, his first album, he looks different than his second album, than his third album.
Yeah.
You know, he dresses a certain way. He has a certain presentation. And Jay-Z used to do the same thing. He would be in a certain look. He would let his hair grow. Mm-hmm. It would be a certain aesthetic that you would present.
Yeah.
So, yeah, I think Drake was prepared to drop this album, like, last year. Mm-hmm. And then the whole, you know, pandemic happened. And so, yeah, like, he's been in certified lover boy mode for, like, damn near a year. So everybody's like, your hair, dog, you've been doing that. And I think he's tired of it, too.
Like, I feel like he's tired of it.
You guys think Drake...
His barber's tired of that shit.
For sure.
So you think Drake talked about his date at the Dodger Stadium?
I think that might happen.
Yeah.
If he does, I have to get it tatted.
You know what? I'm excited.
You're going to get his date.
No, the lyric. Like, whatever lyric. I'm pretty sure he's going to say some fly shit, like, wearing our blue at the Dodger Stadium.
Because I don't think he wore our blue.
He didn't. But you know what I am looking forward to this album about?
People talking about how you look like him?
No, yes, and no. But I think this might be the first album where he's actually in love with somebody. Like dating. It seems like things are pretty serious with that girl.
Which one?
Amari Bailey's mom?
Why does it seem like it's serious?
He bought her son a chain. Like a big-ass OVO chain.
But remember, he's like, I bought this girl a purse. I bought this girl a fur.
Okay, but now we're talking about, you know what it is.
I know it's bars.
But now we're talking about kids. What was the bars
like? I keep buying them. Just make sure you keep track of it all.
But that's the thing is like, okay, there's one thing like trick on a girl, but like, if that girl has...
Trick on the son?
I wouldn't phrase it like that, but... Yeah, when you start spending money, you're invested into this person. Mm-hmm. You're at this kid's games. Like, mm-hmm.
What if the chain was, I'm sorry for
putting your mom on blast because after that date, everyone knew that, hey, I'm dating your mom.
No, people knew that already because he was showing up to the games. Like,
no, people thought he was showing up to the games to show love to the, they didn't know
they thought he was supporting Bronny.
Like I said, I think things are pretty serious with this girl. Forget Joanne.
Now he's gonna be known for Drake's stepson.
Yeah,
that's cool as fuck.
It might not be.
No, that's the coolest shit.
Shit we think is cool, teens don't think is cool.
You would have been cool with being Julio Cesar Chavez's nephew.
Hell yeah.
Now in your career.
Yes.
The fuck out of here,
because I don't even think they're gonna route it as that. They're gonna be like, Drake's fucking your mom. Like, it's gonna be like that.
And
I would
be like, well, who's fucking your mom? Not Drake. Yeah.
Well, your dad's fucking your mom.
Your dad works at Petco. Yeah. Shit.
Yeah, my stepdad's dick worth $1 million. So, what about your dad?
He eats dick bread.
Man, I feel bad for all the people that actually ever eat dick bread. Ain't no mom, man. They're going to hear it. Oh, fuck. That's the.
Shout out to Certified Lover Boy.
Yeah, I'm excited. I'm excited to hear it. I think we might hear a different Drake.
I heard like, I heard some shit. I seen somebody's story. And I was like, is this like a snippet or something? But it sounded pretty cool.
Yeah, it's going to sound good. I think that it's just whatever. If it's Certified Lover Boy, it's leaning more towards probably R&B vibes, mm-hmm. which is Drake's pocket. Like, yeah. He's going to kill it. Yeah. So, to go off of those characters per every album, mm-hmm. I think Kendrick does a good job of it, of like, mm-hmm. he's Kung Fu Kenny. Right now, yeah. it's Oklahoma. He's going to show us who that is. And yeah. it's like different
and that's
people.
A dope thing that hip-hop is
keeping. Yeah, facts. I love it.
Because even like Thriller. Sorry, I didn't mean to cut you off. But Thriller, Michael Jackson, he was yep. in Thriller mode. Then you go to Bad.
Or how about outfits. Weekend that was in those bandages for this whole rollout.
He's like
yeah.
the king of that shit. Mm-hmm. He understands that shit.
What's your guys' favorite character of your, one of like an artist? Like, what's your guys' like what's one character that you fell in love with but really wasn't in love with the album before or after?
I love him, period, but like Machiavelli.
Mm. Like, oh, wow. Okay, yeah. Yeah. That's fine. I wouldn't have thought about. What about you?
Kanye as 808s and Heartbreaks. That was a fire ass era. Just the whole visual of everything.
Yeah. Was that How Can You Be So Heartless?
Yeah.
Yep. Oh, yes, I love that song.
That shit was hard. Like that whole aesthetic of everything.
I'm so stupid when it comes to hip hop. Like,
no, you know.
I don't want to talk about it. Whenever you guys are talking, I'll be like, I don't know what the fuck you're talking about.
You're so smart.
Yeah, now you got it. Yeah, that was mine.
I can't think of mine. Oh, maybe it would be because Dom never really changed it up. He was just always on some player shit. But I think from the West Side with Love, he talked more about his story a little more. And then I wasn't a big fan of the one where he's in the lawn with the car. Fuck, I'm like really bad. Like
The Yellow Album?
Yeah, I think that was.
That's the Yellow Album?
Where he's sitting next to it or no?
He's sitting next to the 645. Oh, fuck.
Real quick, keep talking.
There's Yellow Album. There's Get Home Safely. There's By Dom Kennedy. Los Angeles Is Not For Sale.
Fuck, I'm so bad at this.
Half
of them. Okay, so it's like, all right. The one in the car is fucking Los Angeles Is Not For Sale. Yeah. I wasn't a huge fan of that.
Same.
Yeah, but I was a big fan of like, Get Home Safety was cool, but from the West Side with Love, he really like was on some like, this is what we're doing, this is who we are, and it is what it is.
Nip did that for
Yeah. Nip, like Nip went from like.
Was like a whole presentation, his shirt off with chains. I feel like that was the aesthetic of it.
See, Nip killed it, and like Nip, like super inspirational, motivational Nip, was fire, and so was her Nip.
Yeah.
Like I love both Nips. Like I'm pretty sure like Nip was like imagine him. I could imagine him like smoking a bleezy at the hood, but then just going on a meeting right after in the suit.
Yeah.
And that's how both albums seem to me. Like somebody that's like still themselves, but getting brand now. Yeah. And I think he killed it. YG kills it. Maybe the Loca, My Crazy Life was a dope album.
Yeah. What's your favorite Kendrick Lamar album?
I ain't gonna lie, I like his poetic shit. I like when he gets out, but like Pimp, like for How to Pimp a Butterfly, I remember I had to write an essay about it. My teacher's a big hip hop fan, he like did every like lyric.
What's your favorite Kendrick Lamar album?
I can't think of like off the bat.
There's only three or four, I guess.
I can tell you my favorite songs. I can't tell you like my favorite album.
Tell me your favorite songs.
My favorite song.
You said you could tell me.
I know, but fuck you. Everybody's just looking at me, fuck. But for sure, okay. My favorite album for sure gonna be Good Kid, M.A.A.D City.
Okay.
Yeah.
Name me three songs from Good Kid, M.A.A.D City.
She's pressing. Full court press today.
Food, chill. I can't think of any right now, top of my head. I can't, I just can't. But great album.
Great What's album. Great about it?
Oh, shit.
Fool,
you're
making me feel dumb.
No, I want to know.
I can't tell you on top of my head what's great about it. I like the song. I wasn't paying attention to lyrics. I probably know the song full, but you feel me?
I feel like he doesn't fuck with Kendrick Lamar.
Okay, but when did Section 80 come out? 2011?
What year? Yeah. What month?
Because
what
day? Kid Mad City came out in 2012.
Or
2012, 2013. Yeah. He was 13. I knew hip-hop when I was like 6 or 7. 2012,
I was listening to Casey Veggies and shit.
So you weren't even paying attention to Kendrick?
Nah, fool. No.
But you said Good Kid, M.A.A.D City is your favorite album, and that was that year.
Yeah, favorite album when I got older. Not when I was 12 and, like, religiously listening to hip-hop and, like, radio and, like, no. I didn't give a fuck about music. If I like the song, I like it. I'm not paying attention about what story.
You haven't told me a song.
I can't think of one on top of my head. You're making me feel like shit, huh?
No, I'm not. Yeah, you are. I just feel like...
No, yeah, you are. It's cool, though. I understand. I can't tell you a song. I can't.
That's his answer.
Can you tell me a Kendrick Lamar song?
Yeah, I can tell you fucking the most popular song, Poetic Justice, was probably my favorite.
Okay, Poetic Justice.
Yes.
Okay, that makes sense. Because Drake is on it.
That was on Good Kid, Mad City.
Yeah, that was on Good Kid, Mad City. It just trips me out. Like, I'm getting to know you more than I thought that I knew you. No, I didn't know that about you. I didn't know you weren't a fan of Kendrick.
Not that I'm not a fan. I'm just not invested in hip-hop like how you are.
He might not be
fan. So you're not a fan. You're a listener. Like, you get it. Like, you're not a fan. It's okay.
Yeah, I guess that makes sense. Yeah, I'm more of a listener to hip-hop.
And that's cool.
Well, but you're a Dom Kennedy fan.
Like, you know Dom's songs and his albums.
Yeah.
So it's just that. Like,
if you were to give me a choice to go to two concerts, I'm going to go to Dom's over Kendrick.
But also, he might not be a person, like, we're music nerds. You got to remember that.
Yeah, please.
From
when I
tell me a lyric. I'm not saying who produced it.
When I talk to people, I always try to keep that in mind that, like, I'm a music nerd, and most of the shit I care about, regular fans, everyday listeners are not going to give a fuck about.
Let me just give you an example of, like, being a girl, right? Mm-hmm. So I could say, like, I like the Dodgers, right? Mm-hmm. And it could be passive. I like the Dodgers. But people would be like, name me who's the pitcher. Name me three players. Tell me the positions or whatever. Yeah. And it's more likely girls have to, like, validate that they really. And it just can't be, oh, you're not a real Dodgers fan because you don't know Bellinger. My thing is like that.
I feel you.
And so, like, when I'm asking him, it's that, like, that press that feels crazy.
Energy. Yeah, that same energy.
But girls get that shit all the time.
Damn, I get what you mean because...
Fuck it, you made me feel like shit right now.
That's how girls feel all the time.
Okay, well, I don't do that to girls.
I can't say what my favorite football team is. Why is that your favorite team or whatever? Yeah. Like,
I'll be surprised when...
I think hip-hop is like...
With a guy, you don't have to qualify. You don't have to qualify why you're a fan. You get what I'm saying?
Yeah. So we assume as a that women are more passive in their fandom. Mm-hmm. When in reality,
damn, I really still can't think of a song.
A lot of them
in my head.
A lot of them are super tapped in.
Yeah.
And you know, with sports, with music, mm-hmm. with a lot of things. And we think that every girl's like, I love this song. Let's twerk. Like,
yeah.
So I get what you mean. I feel that.
Letty made me feel like shit today about hip hop.
Imagine that being, again, it's not to be a dick, but like, I was being a dick. I was being a dude to a girl. So.
Yeah.
Pussy. thank you for tuning in to Brown Bag episode. Oh, we didn't even do the intro. Episode 12.
Yeah.
I think I want to call this
Dick Bread.
What's Dick Bread?
No, we can't put Dick Bread in the thing.
What should it be named? I never asked you guys. I just do it when I'm editing.
You do a great job. I think the.
I don't know what this one should be called.
Are you a certified lover boy, fool? What was like our main topic?
We didn't really talk about.
Our main topic was we had like a really good one that
we did.
Oh, did you go to Los Bookies, fool?
Nah,
that's too long.
Talk about that much. We'll figure it out.
Yeah, that rock shit was fucking cool, but
we'll figure.
What did we open with? We started recording because someone was talking. You remember? You're like, no, we're.
I don't know. Well, maybe.
You ever had dick bread, fool?
You ever had dick bread, fool?
That has to be the thing.
Oh, a quick drinking game. Take a shot every time any of us says dick bread.
Yes.
You'll be drunk by the end of this podcast.
Or like, you'll be like over.
Watch it again and then.
Yeah.
Yeah. Anytime we say dick bread, take a shot.
What's the thing when you overdose on alcohol?
Alcohol poisoning.
If they had to take a shot every time we said like. Yes, we get it. We say like.
Oh, we're from California.
It just happens.
Yeah.
They'd get alcohol poisoning. Are you looking up the track list?
No.
Episode 12.
Aleti made me feel like shit about hip-hop. Sad face. Sorry, I don't know everything about Kendrick, dude.
You didn't know one thing about Kendrick. Not everything. There's a difference.